community. We have to work together and be partners in solving neighborhood issues, solving the crime problems, working together to identify the problems. We can't do it as a police department by ourselves. Traditionally, many years back, that's what we did. We were enforcement. We went out, we took people to jail, and we expected the problems to be fixed. And what I've learned throughout my entire career is that doesn't fix the problems. That puts some people in jail, but the problems are still there. I work community policing as another one of my jobs many years ago. This is a lot like what the PROs do now. We had a different name for it, and it was a little bit larger team, and we had more resources at the time. And that community policing was probably one of the first times in my career that I actually saw us take an issue that we would identify and see it through to the end until it was completely solved. And we'd use many city resources to help us do that. We would go and talk to apartment owners, property owners, hold them accountable for their properties if they were renting, and how to solve those problems that way, as well as using our code enforcement, our nuisance abatement, all our other police resources, fire department, public health, anything that we could do to help address the issues and get the apartment owners, property owners, and community the help that they need to flourish and move forward from there. So I've learned that very early on, so I've been able to carry that with me throughout my career. And as a team, and this is a team effort, it's not me, but we have been successful in that, and we continue to move forward and push that forward in the West Division here. And I've been there, again, like Officer Green said, since December 1st. So I'm up to speed, I think, on most issues. I'm still learning some. I have been out of the patrol for about 10 years, so coming back in, I'm getting reacclimated to the current issues, but I'm almost there, and I got great people behind me and holding me up and helping me out on that. So let's kind of go now to what I think most of you are here for tonight. I was kind of hoping it was just be an introductory. We could talk about some of your things that you see in the community, spikes in some of the shootings that we've had. In January, we had 3 shootings in the area. 8th and Virginia Court, 8th and Chestnut, and 6th and Main. And in those 3 shootings, we weren't quite sure if those were related or not, and we're still investigating that to see if they are related. But I can tell you that our patrol units, our directed enforcement units, and our gang unit worked collaboratively together and addressed these issues, and we have arrested 3 people as a result of those shootings. It's those shootings, whether they're connected or not, still under investigation. They're looking into that, and they're working hard on that. Since then, we didn't have any shootings until the 8th of this month. So well over a month, we didn't have any, which was great. We thought we actually hit the people that were predominantly responsible for this, and we were hoping that was going to kind of settle it down. But now we've seen them kind of come back a little bit. On the 8th of this month was a shooting that we got a phone call that was several shots fired in the area of 400 block of West Fort. And when our units responded, there was no victims there. No one came forward. There were several calls. What we did find is we found a car that was shot up. So we took a report for that, for shooting in an unoccupied vehicle. And that was pretty much where we went with that. No suspect information. We haven't heard any information from the community. We don't know anything at this point on who may be behind that. On the 13th of March, 8th, in Maine, and I know most of you know this, there was a murder that happened at 8th and Maine. And on that particular deal, for those of you that don't know, I think most of you probably do, but there was some suspects that walked up on foot, approached 3 people standing in front of that location. They shot several rounds. They hit 2. One unfortunately died. And there is no words I can even express to anyone about that kind of tragedy. That is just a tragic situation, not only for the community, but for the police department. And we, as a police department, our hearts go out to the community, our hearts go out to any family members that may be here on those type of things. And I can tell you that we are working very, very hard to solve that. We don't have any information on that right now. And we need your help. We really do. If you have any information whatsoever, no matter how small you might think that is, call us. We want to know. We have anonymous tip lines. Call those tip lines. Let us know what you've heard, what you've seen. Even if it's something that you might have heard and you didn't see anything, but you just heard someone maybe saying something, That little piece of the puzzle could be what turns us in a different direction and helps us solve this. So please, if there's anything at all we want to know, please give us a call on that. We are working really hard on that and trying to identify. I'm sorry?
What's the tip number?
Yes, you guys, our PROs have the tip line for you, and they will give that to you when they come up and talk, and on the tip lines you can call on that. Do any of you have that off the top of your head? We have that anonymous tip line, so we'll get that to you and make sure that you guys have an anonymous tip line to call. It's also on our website, so you can look it up on there, and you can also do it, I believe, via email now on those as well. So we have several different ways that you can get tips and information to the police department, being completely anonymous and not even being contacted, that may help us look at a different direction to help solve that. And then last night's shooting, let me tell you a little bit about that. We have been, and I'm going to go back just a little bit, we have been concentrating resources as much as we possibly can in this area for the last several weeks. As all of you know, that over the last several years and the consolidation of our division, we've continually had budget impacts to our department, and some of our resources have either been reduced or completely gone away with. But with that, we are being very creative in patrol, and we are using all our extra resources that we have with us to address certain crime problems that we have in the division. This is one of the areas that we noticed we were having some crime problems, and many of these are shootings. Burglaries are on the increase out here, and I'll talk a little bit about that as we go on. So we put resources out here, and we've increased our patrols to focus on those particular areas. So with that, last night, I think if you don't know, there's been a vigil for about the last week over at 8th in Maine as a result of this murder. We got some phone calls that there was a group out there that possibly was doing graffiti in the area. We had a unit respond. When the unit was here on scene, she got out, and one person immediately ran away from her. She chased this person. As she was chasing this person, the person turned, fired several rounds at her. She returned fire. She was not injured, thank goodness. We don't know if the person that shot at her, the suspect, we don't know if he was hit. He ran to a nearby apartment complex. By the time we got a perimeter set up, there was a possibility that he got out of the area. But we searched the area, and many of you who live here probably realize that, because we had a helicopter up and we didn't clear out of here until about 5. And just as far as the investigation, we didn't clear out of here until a couple hours ago.
I'm surprised it wasn't on breaking news and the helicopter was out there so long.
It was. We had several news agencies out here last night, but yeah, we had a helicopter up most of the night. Dynamite resource, not only for that type of operation, but just for force multipliers and to address crime problems. I'll tell you, it's worth its weight on that helicopter. So we were out here several hours. We searched an apartment complex. We searched an open area. We didn't come up with anybody, unfortunately. We're continuing to work this case. We don't have any information. Again, we need your help. With that kind of situation and with that many rounds fired and where they ran to, I'm confident that somebody saw or heard something. They had to have. So please give us a call if you saw anything at all. If you just heard something go over your fence and it was made a lot of noise at a certain time, that could be a piece of the puzzle that will help us. As small as that may seem to you, like, how can that help? It can be that piece of the puzzle that focuses there, and we find a piece of evidence that then takes us in a different direction. So please, anything you can do to help on that and this murder, I can't stress enough how much we need your help. We really, really do. So that covers the shootings that we've had since the beginning of the year and the things that we've done as a police department to try to address these. Like I said, we've had extra resources out here to address those. We've worked with our resources. We've had our gang unit out here.